Hi, I'm Steven Morawski, a developer advocate here at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how VSTS can build and deploy your applications to on-premise environments. In this video, we'll walk through a sample build and release pipeline for a .NET web application. We'll build our application with VSTS, then, in the release process, we'll see how we can deploy to on-premise environments. For more control, we'll look at adding an on-premise build agent. We're going to dive right in and take a look at the build and release process for releasing to on-premise environments. After we've taken a tour of the build and release process, we'll make a change to the application and follow it through the pipeline. Then, we'll add an on-premise build agent and change the build to use it. All right, we are in our VSTS project for our on-premise build and deploy. And we're going to take a look at the build definition that we have. Now, the first thing I'm going to call out is in this first run, we're going to build in Azure and then deploy on-premise. So our agent queue is the hosted VS 2017. And the build process is just a simple build process that we're going to use for .NET web application. So we're going to restore NuGet packages, build our solution, run our tests, and then we're going to publish the artifacts out to our release process. Speaking of release process, we can take a look at our release definition. Now, the release definition for our on-premise deployment is going to be a little bit different than if you've seen some of the deployments into Azure. So for the on-premise, we're going to start out the same way. We have our build process. We connect to the right build artifact. We've enabled continuous deployment. So as changes are made, we're going to publish out to our dev environment, which is on-premise. Then our dev environment, we have one set of tasks here, IIS deployment. And we need to go to a deployment group. Now this is a newer concept in VSTS. And deployment groups are a pool of agents that are running on machines, whether they're in Azure, whether they're on-premise, and they control the release of software to those agents. So we can deploy them one at a time or multiple. We're just going to use the default values here. But then we're going to use a couple of tasks, the IIS app web manager and deployment to make sure that we have a default website there created and listening on port 80. And then we're going to deploy our content onto it. Now, for the deployment groups, we have one environment defined, our dev environment. You can have as many as you need. And let's take a look at what that looks like. I have one server. That server is running on my local machine in Hyper-V. So this machine is not in Azure. It has Azure has no direct access to it. This machine has an agent on it, which is polling Azure looking for jobs. And we can see it's green, means it looks like it's ready to go. We've had one deployment successfully go there. We can actually take a look at that machine. So this is the machine that has the deployment agent on it. It has my ASP.NET application deployed. We're going to make a change to the contact page in just a little bit. So we'll make sure right now, since we're here, that the contact page. This content says your contact page. We're going to change that a little bit when we move over to code. But for now, we know our application is here. It's been deployed to my on-premise server from Azure. Okay, let's get into making our change, and then we can follow that through the process and see that that change actually deployed out to our on-premise environment. So I'm going to hop over into Visual Studio Code, and we're going to change the viewbag message for our contact page from your contact page to my contact page. Big change, I know. And I'll hop over to my command prompt because that's where I do my git, and I will add the page that we changed. We'll commit that change. And then we'll push that change to our VSTS Git repository. We can take a look at our build process. Yes, we want to leave there. And we can see we have one in progress. So VSTS picked up that we made our change. And it's waiting for an available build agent, because remember, we're using the hosted build queue. So we're going to build our app in Azure. This can be really handy if you need to scale out build agents and don't want to be constrained by on-premise resources, but still be able to deploy onto your on-premise environments. And we're going through restoring our NuGet packages. Then we're going to build our solution, run any tests, and begin publishing out our artifacts. Now that we've had a successful build, let's head over to our release and see what's going on. We can see we have a release in progress. Let's take a look at the logs and see how things are going. So the on-premise build agent has downloaded the artifacts that we built in Azure, is making sure that IIS is configured the proper way, and deployed our application. And it looks like we're all complete, so let's hop on over to our on-premise machine and see what happened. So we should still have our application running here on localhost. And we do. And let's take a look at the contact page, make sure that that now has the updated content. So my contact page rather than our old your contact page. So we've got the new application downloaded and installed to our on-premise server. And I am a happy camper. Now, let's set up another deployment agent. So to set up a deployment agent, we can add to our deployment group. And in the deployment group, we have a registration script. And that registration script makes it very easy for us to just copy this over, drop it into PowerShell, and it will set up our VSTS agent. I've already started this process on another server in my local environment. So now we just have to run the last little bit of it to register our deployment group. So I've got PowerShell set up and ready to go. I'm going to copy that configuration command in there. It's a script that's just bundled in with the build agent bits. And interesting note, the deployment agent and the build agent, it's the same software. It's just a little different configuration. So we're going to connect. Oh, it wants a new token because I generated that well beforehand. All right, and now we've got our agent bits downloaded, and we are ready to connect to the new server. We're not going to replace. We're going to give it a new name. And we're going to go to our dev deployment group. Group tags, no. We don't need any tags. And we're going to let this run as a service. Okay, so now we have another deployment agent. So if we go back to our page here, and you can see it's already updated and tells us, hey, we've never actually deployed to that environment. So we're just going to deploy this environment again. We don't need to rebuild because we're just going to get out and deploy to a new or to another server. We can see that we've got two servers in the deployment group. And it's going to go through and do the same process, deploying our app. So when we get to a completed deployment, this unconfigured IIS server should have our new website and current code. Let's take a look in on the process here. We've got one that's already successfully deployed and one that's in process. And there we go. So we have completed our deployment. Let's make sure that we do have what we expect to have. And so now we're checking, it's gonna load up our new website. We'll see our fancy new ASP.NET web application. We'll check our contact page, it's got the current version of the code. Things are looking good. The last thing that we're gonna walk through is adding in a local build agent. So what if we don't want to build in Azure? What if we want to build on-premise, but control everything through our hosted VSTS instance? Well, we can do that too. So I have a build agent all set up and configured here, and we can run that either as a service or on demand. And we're gonna just run it on demand. And so it's going to take a look at my machine, make sure that it's current and what tools are installed. I have Visual Studio installed here so it can build Visual Studio projects. And then it begins listening for jobs. So we can change our build so that it can take advantage of this new build server. There are a couple of things that you're gonna need to do to make it available. The first is you're gonna need a agent queue and pool. If you create a new queue, it will also create a pool. Pools are groups of build servers, and a queue is how that pool becomes available to your project. So I've already gone and done this. So I have an on-premise build queue, which has our VSTS1 server. It's sitting idle and ready. So then we can go to our build. We're gonna edit our build process. And we're gonna tell it, instead of using the hosted VS 2017 queue, I'm gonna use my on-premise build queue. So let's save and queue up a new build and see what happens. So we get a little notice that we have a new build queued. So just like we'd see in the hosted build queue, I get the same output, the same response. It's just gonna take advantage of my local server. And so instead of happening in Azure, it's gonna happen local, and we can see that, hey, it found a job, it's running phase one. And it's moving right along, it's built our solution, it's now testing the assemblies. Then we're gonna go publish our artifacts, and then that's going to trigger a release. So our build is completed. We can go to our release process, take a look. We now have release number 4 that's queued up. We'll take a look what's happening there. And we can see our dev environment is queued up, in progress. And both servers are being deployed to. And since we haven't really changed the code, Yep, we got a nice quick return. Everything is up to date. And we've successfully built on-premise and deployed on-premise. Now that we've seen VSTS build and deploy to on-premise environments, we can head over to the Microsoft DevOps blog, which has a great post about how to configure on-premise build agents. We've got a number of other great sessions on new features and workflows in VSTS on Channel 9's Connect channel, and the Microsoft Virtual Academy is there to help us continue our learning. Thanks!